Almost 2,000 years ago tonight, in just 7 years or so, we'll be celebrating the 2000th anniversary of the birth of our Lord in 2033. So 2,000 years ago, a great miracle occurred. The Virgin was with child. And the word that was used in the scriptures means a virgin who is always a virgin, not just a virgin until marriage. So that in itself is a miracle. And she is with child, and she gives birth. She gives the light of the world in Bethlehem, the city of David, his father, because Mary, as well as Joseph, were of the house of David, even though Joseph was not his father at all. He is the Son of God, become the Son of Man, the Son of Mary, perpetually virginal, immaculate, for no sin could touch the Son of God. And so, after the Annunciation and her visit to her elderly cousin, St. Elizabeth, and her return to Nazareth, they go at the command of a worldly pagan ruler, Caesar Augustus, or Tiberius Caesar at this point. And he commands everybody, particularly in Palestine and Jewry, he commands everyone to go to his ancestor's house and to be noted. It was a census, one of the first census that ever had been done in the world and in the Roman Empire. And of course, this was in order not only to maintain order, but also to get money, taxes. That wonderful word that we so love. And so St. Joseph the Silent, also immaculate, not conceived but born, for nothing sinful can touch or be near Christ, he obeys. He silently obeys. And he takes the mother, Mary, the mother of God, whom he now knows is to be the mother of God, the mother of the Messiah. And they go to the house of David, to Bethlehem, which means house of bread. Everything is planned out by God from eternity, the house of bread. And the angels tell the shepherds who were there. And of course, Christ was the good shepherd. And he would institute the church with shepherds to guide us all the way to the end of time. And he says to the good shepherds, in the house of David, in Bethlehem, you shall find a child. He is your Savior. And very odd, he's not in a palace, he's not in a gold crib, as all the other rulers are born. He is born in a manger, the place where cattle ate. And Mary wraps him up in swaddling clothes and places him in the manger. And soon enough, all these people begin to arrive at the cave, where nobody knew they were there. Because of the census, there was no room at the inn, which was probably not very big. It was not the Hilton or the Roosevelt. It was a little tiny Motel 6 in Bethlehem. And there, no room. We don't want you. Get away. And how often do we not do that to Christ? He comes to us to dwell in our hearts and in our souls. And oftentimes we tell him, there's no room for you here. We don't want you. Go away. Is that you? Do something about it before it's too late. So Joseph goes and he asks, please, my wife is about to give birth. And the innkeeper feels sorry. He says, well, we have a cave nearby where the cattle feed. And so they take him there. And that's how they ended up in the cave in Bethlehem. And there, and St. Joseph repeats this to visionaries to whom he has appeared. At the hour of midnight, all of a sudden, the cave was filled with light, like if the sun had landed there. And from Mary, as light goes through glass without breaking it, comes forth the eternal Son of God, the light of the world, who illumines the cave. And both Mary and Saint Joseph fall to their knees and worship their God, their Lord. And she places him in the manger. And all these people start coming. Eventually, two people from other nations, the kings, as we call them, who, though we know three, since Balthazar, Caspar, and Melchior, there were many others too, not just three, and their retinues. That's what we see even on the manger here, small as it is, that there are many there from the east and south coming to our Lord, along with their animals, their elephants, and everything else that they had that was part of their retinue. And the shepherds adore. And the kings adore. Kings who eventually became Catholics and eventually became priests and bishops and were martyred for the faith. Because God wants it all. He doesn't want part of you. He doesn't want the leftovers. He wants all of you, your whole soul, your whole body, your whole self. And this is the time to make the decision. Jesus Christ, I will give everything to thee. Thou art my Lord and my King, my Savior. I will not hold back anything any longer. And so they do that. And the heavens are filled with the glory of God, and the earth, and to the earth come down the angels, and sing Gloria in excelsis Deo, and in terra pax omnibus bonae voluntatis. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. Imagine what it was like. I cannot fathom it. I melt as the mountains melt at the coming of the God of Zion. And thus, tonight, we have the opportunity, at least in form, in artistic form, to see what happened. We too can turn ourselves over to Him. We too can bow down to the ground in adoration with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the angels who sang all over the skies. Not just two or three angels, there were thousands of angels, His troops. He would tell later on to Pontius Pilate, if I wanted to, I could have thousands of angels come to defend me. But I have come for this, to give my life for sinners, to open the gates of heaven, to give my light to your souls. And so we bow down with the angels and the shepherds, with the magi and the kings and their retinues. And we too, as we have done at the beginning of this holy sacrifice of the Mass, which perpetuates every aspect of the life of Christ, not only, but especially His passion, death, and resurrection, the reason why He came to be born as man. We too sing with the angels, and we too worship with the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. On this Christmas night, which we celebrate so wondrously and gloriously in the name of Jesus Christ and in the honor of Jesus Christ, I wish to each and every one of you a very happy and merry Christmas. Les deseo a todos vosotros una feliz Navidad del Hijo de Dios. Je vous salue. Tout vous. Un bon Noël de la Nativité de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Vi auguro un buon Natale del Figlio di Dio, Gesù Cristo, Figlio di Maria. Jesus Christus natus est nobis. Venite, adoremus. In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.